Our topic today is the Supreme Father. Some of us think of God as distant, way out there, untouchable. We think we can know him in a formal way with deep reverential respect and fear, but we don't think we can ever have an intimate, close relationship with him. And some of us see God as out to get us. We think he's up there with a baseball bat, looking down from heaven, poised and waiting for us to make a mistake. We might see God as an enforcer, as harsh and mean, like a father who pressures us to live up to impossible standards. Our message today is that God is not far away, not remote. He's not out to get you. He's not trying to point out what you're doing wrong. We get that sometimes from our coaches, from our teachers, from our parents even. But God, or Krishna, which is our name for God, is so high-minded that he doesn't care much about your mistakes. And he certainly isn't going to dwell on them. No loving father would ever try to push their children down. On the contrary, God the Father is there as a constant source of strength and encouragement. He'll lift you up when you fall, pick you up when you're down, push you forward when you feel like giving up. He's the friend who sticks closer than a brother. A loving father is one who is for you, who helps you overcome mistakes, cheers you on as you pursue your dreams, someone who believes in the best of you. Our earthly father may have been mean, harsh, judgmental, impossible to please, not there when you needed him. Make sure that that image does not taint your image of who your heavenly father is. Have you ever gotten a new pet who's been abused? Perhaps it was abused by a male. And although it doesn't have a problem with females, every time a male approaches it, it cowers and slinks with its tail underneath its legs. Does it not take a long time to recondition that abused pet to come back to the position of trusting men because they met one man who was harsh and unkind? Similarly, it's easy to transpose the image of your earthly father over that of your heavenly father. If you had an earthly father who was abusive, remote, indifferent, quick to punish, don't let that image get mixed up with the image of your heavenly father. Now, those of us who are fortunate and who had a good father, think of how much better will be your heavenly father. How much more loving than your good earthly father. How much more kind than your good earthly father. If a good earthly father thinks that his kids are the greatest kids in the world, if a good earthly father would do anything for his kids, think of how much more our heavenly father is capable of going all out for us. How much greater is the depth of his feeling, and how he can move heaven and earth to protect us and love us. All we have to do is not push him away. All we have to do is keep him first place by chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is a name for God. It means all attractive. Hare refers to the energies of the Lord, and Rama means the highest pleasure absolute. And if you have some other name for God that comes from your tradition, that's fine also. But the fact is that being absolute, there's no difference between God and his name. And whenever you take shelter of him by chanting his holy names, he's personally present, dancing on the tip of your tongue. I heard about a pastor whose young son had become very ill. After the boy had done extensive tests and surgeries, the father was told by the doctors the shocking news that there was nothing more that they could do for his son. The pastor went with a heavy heart through the hospital ward to the boy's bedside. First he read a passage of scripture, and then he had a time of prayer for this dear child. And then he gently told him that the doctors could only promise him a few more days of life. "Are you afraid to meet your heavenly father, my boy?" he asked his son. Blinking away a few tears, the little fellow said bravely, "No, not if he's like you, Dad." In the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 4th verse, Krishna claims all living beings as his sons and daughters, aham bija pradapita. Any decent father has as many kids as he can provide for. If he has a certain income and he can provide for one kid, and if he's decent and conscientious, he'll have one child. If he has a little bit more income, And if he's decent conscience, he'll have two children. He'll have as many children as he can provide for. God claims all living beings as his part and parcels. What that tells us is that he has unlimited capacity to provide for an unlimited number of parts and parcels. He can give the very best for his children. He can cover every minute detail of their lives, cover any expense, send the right connections, move enemies out of the way. He can save us from dangers that we don't even know are there. He sees the consequences of every act. He knows every dead end. He knows past, present, and future. All we have to do in order to attract these multiple blessings is to keep them first place. All we have to do is open the door and invite him in from out of the cold. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm telling you today, if you want to connect with him, you'll not get put on hold. You'll not get a recording. You won't be transferred to a call center overseas. As God's child, no matter how high, no matter how almighty, no matter how much pressing business that he may have, he will always take a call from you. You always have access. Even when the prime minister is in a meeting with other heads of state, if a call comes in from his young son or daughter, he will ask everyone to wait a minute while he takes that call. When we were gathering the funds and in the construction stage of building this temple, we had very little funds. And our bills were $30,000 or $40,000 a month. Our biggest supporter and fundraiser was Dr. Dinesh Patel up there in Salt Lake City. He gave $130,000, and he raised a similar amount from the Indian community of Salt Lake City. And Dr. Patel has been best friends with the last three governors, Governor Leavitt, Governor Huntsman, and Governor Herbert. Although you may not know it, Dr. Patel has probably more to do than any other single person in the state of Utah with engineering our long-term prosperity here locally. He's on intimate terms with governors, senators, business zions, bank presidents. And I used to call him, this is between 98 and 2001, every Sunday night about 9 o'clock during the construction processes. He wanted to know every single detail. What progress had been made on the construction during the previous week, how much the bills came to, what needs to be done. And as week after week after week went on, I would talk to him more and more freely. He would encourage me to say anything, just like an ideal father who wanted to know all the details of his son's life. Later on, his wife Kalpana confided in me that she would marvel every Sunday night how he would talk to me for a half an hour or an hour. Because she said during the rest of the week, he would not talk to anybody, governor, senator's business, for more than 2 or 3 minutes maximum. She explained, "Chiru, you are the only one he talks to." And he was like a father to me during that challenging time. And what gave birth due to that relationship was this temple that you're sitting in right now. If you're keeping Krishna on the tip of your tongue, and if you're doing Krishna's business in this world, honoring him with your talents and abilities, Krishna will always take your call. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When he sees your caller ID come across the screen, he smiles and he says, "That's my boy. That's my girl. Excuse me, I have to take this call." Many of you, from your background, your training, you're in awe of God. But you don't realize, perhaps, that this awesome God longs to hear from you. He longs to take a call from you. Our Father art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Probably the most important prayer in the entire Western world. On this Father's Day, let's pray. Lord, I've not always been an ideal son. I've not always listened to you. I've not always taken your guidance. I've not always been a man or woman of excellence, but I know that you don't dwell on our mistakes and shortcomings. I know that you are more anxious to reunite with us than we are to reunite with you. Today, I'm calling out to you in the form of your holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. calling for your forgiveness, which I know has always been there, calling for your love, calling for your acceptance, calling for promotion, calling with boldness, because I know that you want, as our loving Heavenly Father, more than anything else, the promotion of your faithful children in earth as well as in heaven. With this mentality and this practice, you'll have your shoulders back, your head will be up, you'll look people in the eye, you'll give them a firm handshake, you'll speak resoundingly, you'll be strong, and you'll be confident. My Father controls millions of universes. My Father is proud of me. My Father tells other people about my talents, my abilities. My Father brags about how smart I am and how great I am. My Father can't wait to bring me back home, back to the kingdom of God. Now, don't you dare drag through life. Don't you dare listen to negative things said about you. Don't let your own mistakes fill you with a sense of inadequacy. You have been wonderfully and fearfully made. When God looks at you, He looks at you in amazement. He calls you His masterpiece. Each and every one of us is a favorite child of God. Just like every parent thinks that their kids are the smartest, the fastest, the most beautiful. I say this respectfully, even a baby can be homely, skin all dried up, head not proportional, drool coming out of his mouth. That doesn't matter to the parents. They still think that that is the most beautiful baby ever born. And that paternal attitude comes from the Supreme Father, our Creator. Parents see their children differently than others. Someone says, "Oh God, He couldn't see me that way. I've made too many mistakes. I've lived a rough life. I have some bad habits." Your children also are not perfect, but nothing they've ever done or said will ever change your paternal feeling about them. You may not always be proud of their actions, but you'll always be proud of them. And as a parent, you'll have more mercy on your own children. You will take up their cause. You will never condemn them, but you'll always be ready to forgive them and help them get back on their feet and do better next time. Now, this is not an excuse to slack off, to make excuses, to live sloppy, to not have integrity, but we do all make mistakes. Many people have been living guilty, living beating down, because they listen to voices scolding them of what they've done wrong and telling them how bad they are and how they'll never change. We're here tonight to tell you that you're still in the game. The best thing that you can do when you go down, when you make a mistake, is not to go away from your loving Father, but to go towards your Father. And sometimes even religions will beat us down, advise us to sit on the sidelines. You're no good. You've blown it. God could never love you. You can't do anything. I heard a story. One Sunday morning, Father was sitting inside the living room, and he heard this plaintive voice of his 8-year-old son coming from the backyard. "Dad, Dad, Dad, help, 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 help." The little boy had crawled up on the oak tree. The father had told him dozens and dozens of times, "Don't crawl up on the oak tree." Disregarding the instructions of his father, this Sunday morning, the little 8-year-old boy had not only crawled up on the oak tree, but crawled out on a branch, and now he's hanging 10 feet from the air by his fingernails. And he's calling out, "Dad, Dad, Dad." What do you think the father's going to do? You think the father's going to stand there with his arms full and say, "I told you so"?
No.
"Whatever happens to you"? No, he's not. "Whatever happens to you is your own fault. I have nothing to do with you." Do you think the father's going to leave him hanging there even one more nanosecond? No. He's going to sprint all out to relieve his son from the dangerous situation. And similarly, our Heavenly Father is not just Creator. It's not just the Lord of millions and millions of universes. He's not just distant and far away and remote. He's your Father. He loves you like none other. He will help you out without even considering calling you to task or finding fault. Let's resolve this afternoon to get to know God better as a Father. If you didn't have a good father growing up, don't let that taint your image. Your Heavenly Father is loving, forgiving. He's incredibly proud of you. He loves showing you off. He thinks you're amazing. Remember that He will always take your call. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. If you see in truth and in depth who your Father is and whose son you are, you won't go through life feeling guilty, feeling condemned, feeling like you never measure up. You'll be strong, confident, secure. You will become everything that He has created you to be in this life, and in the next life, you'll go back home, back to Godhead.